Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a state in India where the government is now incentivizing larger families, a move that marks a significant shift from the country's decades-long focus on limiting family size. What makes this significant is that Andhra Pradesh has announced a cash incentive for larger families to reverse its falling fertility rate. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu announced that the state would pay Rs 30,000 for a third child and Rs 40,000 for a fourth child, reversing the earlier two-child norm. This move makes Andhra Pradesh a leading example of pronatalism in India. First, let's understand the demographic backdrop. Andhra Pradesh has a total fertility rate, or TFR, of around 1.5, well below the replacement level of 2.1. The replacement level is the average number of children per woman needed to keep a population stable across generations, allowing for mortality. A TFR persistently below 2.1 means that, absent migration, the population will eventually shrink and age. Building on this, it's worth noting that the southern states completed their demographic transition earlier than the north, achieving lower fertility through better education, health, and women's empowerment. This success now carries a paradox: a rapidly aging population, a shrinking working age share over time, and a relative loss of demographic weight compared with the higher fertility northern states. Now, let's look at the incentive package. The announced incentives offer Rs 30,000 for a third child and Rs 40,000 for a fourth child. The package also includes perks such as free education up to the age of 18 for the third child. By reversing the two-child norm, which earlier restricted certain benefits or local body eligibility to those with two or fewer children, the state signals a decisive shift from limiting to encouraging family size. Crucially, a central political driver is the fear of losing parliamentary representation. Seats in the Lok Sabha are allocated broadly in line with population. The freeze on delimitation based on population has been extended over the years, but when it is finally lifted, states that controlled their population most effectively could lose seats relative to states with higher fertility. Southern states see this as a penalty for demographic success, and pronatalist incentives are partly a response to that anxiety. It is worth pausing here to note that the Andhra Pradesh measure raises three questions. First, do cash incentives actually raise fertility? International experience suggests that modest one-time payments have limited and often temporary effects, because the decision to have children is shaped more by the cost of raising them, women's careers, and childcare availability than by a lump sum. Second, is pronatalism compatible with women's autonomy? Policy must avoid pressuring women into more pregnancies. Third, there is the federal dimension. The delimitation question is a national one, and a state-level fertility raise is at best an indirect remedy. So what exactly changed? The state's move towards pronatalism is a response to the changing demographic landscape. But why does this matter? It matters because the way forward is not just about cash incentives, but about creating a supportive environment for families. If the aim is to sustain a healthy demographic balance, the more durable levers are affordable childcare, parental leave, support for working women, and housing and education subsidies that lower the lifetime cost of raising children, rather than one-time grants. On the delimitation worry, a national, consensual approach, possibly delinking seat allocation from raw population for a defined period or weighting it to protect states that achieved replacement-level fertility, would address the root political concern. Any pronatalist policy must keep reproductive autonomy at its center. Now, let us turn to the facts. Note this carefully: the incentive for a third child is Rs 30,000, and for a fourth child, it is Rs 40,000. The total fertility rate of Andhra Pradesh is around 1.5, against the replacement level of 2.1. Remember this number, 2.1, the replacement level of fertility. The state has also announced free education up to the age of 18 for the third child. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The C, in this case, the incentive, is Rs. 30,000 for a third child and Rs. 40,000 for a fourth child. The announcement was made by Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu on 17 May 2026. The total fertility rate of Andhra Pradesh is around 1.5 against the replacement level of 2.1. The state has moved away from the earlier two-child norm. The extra perk is free education up to the age of 18 for the third child. The driver behind this move is the concern over losing parliamentary seats when delimitation is key to population. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For GS Paper 1, this is a clear case of demographic transition, population dynamics, and the consequences of sub-replacement fertility. For GS Paper 2, it links to population policy, federalism, the delimitation debate, and the rights dimension of reproductive choice. Examiners may ask whether India needs a pronatalist turn and how delimitation can be handled without penalizing states that succeeded in population stabilization. This move by Andhra Pradesh highlights the complex interplay between demographic changes, policy responses, and their broader implications for the country's development trajectory. As India navigates its own demographic transition, the need for nuanced and informed policy decisions that balance individual rights with societal needs will only continue to grow.